General Tariq Majid, the commander of the Pakistani Armed Forces, has held private discussions in Canberra with his military counterparts, Air Chief Marshal Angus Houston and Australian Defence Minister Joel Fitzgibbon. In a statement, Fitzgibbon said that Pakistan's ability to defeat Taliban insurgents was critical to regional and global security. Earlier this month, Pakistan launched an offensive against militants in the Swat Valley, about 130 kilometers from the capital Islamabad. General Majid has reiterated that Pakistan has continued to support US and NATO-led forces in neighboring Afghanistan, where several hundred Australian troops have been deployed. The government in Canberra has been urging the authorities in Islamabad to intensify efforts to combat militants and prevent them from moving across the Afghan border. Australian Foreign Minister Stephen Smith says that Pakistani forces should be careful to avoid harming the innocent in their pursuit of Taliban extremists.
We certainly expect that the Pakistan government will protect human rights and do its best to ensure that its civilians aren't put into a conflict zone or put into danger. But the real point here is it's the extremist activity of the Taliban and other terrorists who are putting pressure on Pakistan itself, putting pressure on the Pakistan government, putting pressure on Pakistani civilians.
Smith has announced that an extra $9 million will be spent on food and other aid for those made homeless in the Swat Valley conflict. The battle between the Pakistani army and Taliban militants has displaced more than 1.5 million people. Australia has already agreed to increase its assistance to the police in Pakistan, including help with crime and terrorism investigations, as well as intelligence analysis. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.